proudly broadcasting from the WKZE studios on the corner of North Broadway and Cherry Street in the beautiful village of Red Hook, New York. This is your favorite independent radio station, programmed for your community, by your community.
Celebrating musical diversity.
For the Hudson Valley, the Berkshires, and the Litchfield Hills.
We are 98.1 WKZE-FM Salisbury.
105.9 W290-BZ-FM Red Hook, and streaming worldwide at WKZE.com. 98.1 KZE, independent music for the independent mind.
All right, friends, we're beginning the second hour of the show. Exciting times. This is 98.1 KZE. You're listening to Covered in Dead. We had a great first hour there. We concluded with a great song that just went out there. That was a 10 minutes of a jam, hella jam. That was Viola Lee Blues performed live. Performed in the studio by the Grateful Dead. The song was originally written by Noah Lewis and first recorded by Gus Cannon's Jug Stompers in 1928. The Grateful Dead's version became a fan favorite and was frequently featured in their live shows throughout their career. I guess this was live. The Grateful Dead recorded Viola Lee Blues on their debut album, The Grateful Dead, which was released on March 17, 1967. The Grateful Dead performed Viola Lee Blues 55 times. It was first played in 1966 and last played in 1995. Well, all right. This is the second hour of the show where we play songs written by the Grateful Dead and covered by others. I'll tell you that none of this would happen without the sponsors for this show, and I'm very grateful. Montano Shoe Store, over 100 years at 77 Partition Street in Saugerties, montanoshoestore.com. SCR Fence, hey, Eric. Eric Spitali, my cousin, your cousin, our cousin. Eric Spitali's a proud, the first sponsor of my show. Thank you, Eric. Design and installation of gates and fences for your home, farm, or business for service, commitment, and reliability. Visit scrfence.com. And Lark Hall, fantastic Lark Hall, live music, bar, coffee house, and restaurant on Hudson Street in Albany, larkhallalbany.com, which reminds me to tell you that I'll be playing two shows at Lark Hall coming up. Very happy to say Brown-Eyed Women will be swinging through the Northeast, which also reminds me to say, hey, Joni, I think you might be listening tonight. Hope you're feeling okay and doing all right. And, Brown-Eyed Women, Joni Vitari is our lead guitar player who, you know, rocks it, kicks it out of the park. Thank you, Joni. And we're going to have a full squad. All six of us will be playing at Lark Hall October 24th. And then the week later, the Deadbeats will play there on November 1st, celebrating 31 years in Albany, the Day of the Deadbeats. Good times. Well, let's get back to the music. Here's another good one. Thanks again for tuning in, 98.1 KZE. Denise Perrant, thanking you and hoping you're doing all right.
Strangest I could find, laid my proposition down, laid it all on the line. I won't slave for Vegas pay, likewise gold and jewels, but I would slave to learn a way to sink your ship of fools, ship of fools on a cruel sea, ship of fools sail away from me. It was later than I thought when I first believed you. Now I cannot share your laughter, ship of fools. Saw your first ship sink and drown from rock rocking of the boat. And all that could not sink or swim were just left there and afloat. But I won't leave you drifting down. Oh, it makes me wild. With 30 years upon my head to have you call me child. Ship afloat on a cold sea. Ship afloat, sail away from me. It was later than I thought. Share your laughter, ship as empty as it was filled before. Time there wasn't plenty, but from that cup no more. Though I could not caution all, I still might want a few. Don't lend your hand to raise no flag, the top no ship of fools, ship of fools on a cruel sea, ship of. When I first believed you, now I cannot share your laughter, ship of fools.
Yeah, 98.1 KZE, you're listening to Covered in Dead. That was Ship of Fools, performed by Elvis Costello and the Rude Five. Wow. I can remember running to the store to get that dedicated CD. Back April 23rd, 1991, that was released. A whole bunch of really cool folks, including the Indigo Girls, which delighted me thoroughly, covered Grateful Dead songs. I can even remember in my mind's eye, I love using that expression, the liner notes had Elvis pictured in the crowd in front of the Grateful Dead while they were playing. Elvis Costello was indeed a deadhead. Good on you. That was originally released on From the Mars Hotel, 1974, released by the Grateful Dead, and they played Ship of Fools over 200 times. From 1974 till their last performance of the song in June of 1995. I heard from Stacy and Michael, or I heard from Stacy that she and Michael are listening. So, hey, guys. And I'm very happy to hear that Eileen is taking good care of Joni and that I'll be able to see all the goodness when I see Joni again in October for the Brown Eyed Women shows. That's Friday at Lark Hall, October 24th. Saturday at Electric Haze in Worcester, Mass, October 25th. And then Sunday in Waterbury, Vermont at the Zen Barn. Electric Haze, it's my first time there. I'm excited about that. Zen Barn, I played along with Lark Hall with the Deadbeats. And I've been happy to put together another event this year, the Deadbeats Day of the Deadbeats, November 1st at Lark Hall. That'll be a good time. You can always find out more about these shows on my website, deniseperrant.com, P-A-R-E-N-T, said, spelt like parent, pronounced like Perrant. deniseperrant.com is my website, which will take you to browneyedwomen.com, can take you to deadbeatsny.com, all the good things. Hey, let's get back to the music. Thanks again for tuning in.
The Village of Red Hook invites you to Hardscrabble Day, a full day of great food, community, and live music, Saturday, September 20th. Enjoy cuisine from local food trucks, cideries, and breweries from 10 a.m. to 10 p.m. with live music from Led Zeppelin, the all-female Led Zeppelin tribute band, playing Physical Graffiti in its entirety, Dirty May, award-winning indie folk bluegrass, blues, Latin, and Americana, M7, playing cumbia, Mexican, and Oaxacan-style dance music, and Hudson Valley Flyers, performing classic country honky-tonk. Also afternoon performances from Teen Scrabble, with local teen rock and funk bands, and Red Hook Community Music Space, Chocolate Jam, and the Rhinebeck School of Music. It's Hard Scrabble, the annual festival of music, food, and community in the Village of Red Hook, all day, Saturday, September 20th. More info at hardscrabbleday.org.
Hey, it's Big Lee from Mazzola Oil Service. Around here, we don't pump fists, we pump oil.
Bringing the heat to the Hudson Valley with prices that will set you free. Call on the boys at Mazzola Oil to schedule your delivery.
At Mazzola Oil Service, we treat you like family, which is why when you sign up for the Mazzola Cap Budget Plan, you'll get $50 off your first three deliveries. Call 845-236-3906 or visit MazzolaOil.com.
At Mazzola Oil Service, we want to fill your tank and your pockets.
Oil that rocks! Oil that rocks! The number starts with 845-236-3906. Keeping the flame alive.
Family owned and operated since 1950. Mazzola Oil Service, we treat you like family.
This is Roberta.
And Ray.
From Green Heron Farm in Woodstock, New York. And we always have this station on in the barn because the horses love 98.1 KZE.
Summer of love, and I think the stars above because a woman took a loving over me. And just to
17. A tight, tight, tight dress. She was a psychedelic mess. We toured through the north, south, east, and west. We sold some mushroom tea. We sold some ecstasy. We sold nitrous, opium, acid, heroin, and PCP. And now I hear the police coming after me. Yes, now I hear the police coming after me. The one scarlet with the flowers in her hair. She's got the police coming after me.
But there ain't nothing wrong with the way she moves.
Was bopping. I'm getting my steps in tonight. Oh, I just hit 12,000. I think I came in here with a little over 10,000. This show gets me moving and grooving. You just heard Scarlet Begonias. That was performed by Sublime. A song written by Garcia Hunter. It was also featured on the album From the Mars Hotel, released in 1974. The Grateful Dead played Scarlet Begonias 316 times. Wow. Sublime's rendition, first appearing on their 1992 album 40 Ounces to Freedom, incorporates elements of reggae, alternative, hip-hop, rock music, alongside a very cool rapped interlude. It was a staple in Sublime's live performances. So cool. I just love that people know the Grateful Dead, that people love the Grateful Dead, and that people cover the Grateful Dead. And that is indeed what we're paying tribute to here. A shout out to my friends Michelle and Zeke and Alex and Eric. I think Michelle might be sporting her brand new Covered in Dead shirt, which I did get a handful and will be giving away on the radio probably next week. So if you tune in and you have the size, and you are the size that I have, we're going to hook you up. I want to remind you again that the Deadbeats are playing this Friday night at the Arrowhead Ranch. It's an event presented by Arrowhead Ranch and Retreat and the Twanger Pluckers Family Reunion. It's called Through the Looking Glass. It's a prankster event, so it'll be extra fun. Performances by the Deadbeats, Flow Poetry, The Wheel, Urban Shaman Attack, a whole bunch more awesome artists. Kenny and Rose own the Arrowhead, and they collaborate with numerous folks to bring shows. And this one is brought by Dwayne Todd, and he's going to do it right for D. Maple, who was someone who put on the shows every year and then passed away this year. So Dwayne picked it up, and he's going to keep the ball rolling. And I'm happy to play there with the Deadbeats. We play 6:30 to 9 on Friday night. All right, friends, I'm getting my steps. We're doing the things. Let's get back to the music. 98.1 KZE.
The Arts and Culture Calendar on 98.1 KZE is brought to you by The Rhinebeck Artist Shop, offering fine art supplies and custom picture framing for over 49 years. The Rhinebeck Artist Shop, Rhinebeck and New Paltz, HudsonValleyArtistShops.com. Catskill Mountain High Dispensary, Kingston Plaza, offering finely curated cannabis selections from the Hudson Valley. Delivery available, CatskillMTNHigh.com. Transcend Dental, Dr. Bruce Milner in the new expanded office on Maverick Road in Woodstock, TranscendDental.net. At Jane Street Art Center in Saugerties, New York, On view September 20th through October 25th, Jennifer Hicks, Marking Time. Opening reception Saturday, September 20th, 4 to 6 p.m. Call for Art, Abstract Back At Ya. Application deadline Sunday, October 12th at 11:30 p.m. JaneStreetArtCenter.com. At Cotsbond Cultural Park in Tivoli, New York, the annual festival runs August 30th through September 27th. Friday, September 19th at 7 p.m. and Saturday, September 20th at 4 p.m., Iodele Cassell, Freedom in Progress. Saturday, September 20th at 7 p.m. and Sunday, September 21st at 2 p.m., Kayla Farish, Docile and a Beast. Tickets and information at cotsbond.org. Running through October 25th, Hudson Valley Open Market, the weekly outdoor farmers and makers market in New Paltz. Farmers, makers, food, and fun. Every Saturday, 10 to 3, 196 Main Street, HudsonValleyOpenMarket.com. Visit UpstateFilms.org for information and showtimes of the latest films playing at the Star Cinema in Rhinebeck and the Orpheum Theater in Saugerties. The new Upstate Midtown Cinema opens this Friday, September 19th. Now playing this week in Rhinebeck and Saugerties, The Roses, Splitsville, Spinal Tap 2, The End Continues, Love Brooklyn, Downton Abbey, The Grand Finale, The 46ers Close Up, and more. UpstateFilms.org. At Time and Space Limited in Hudson, New York. On view September 6th through October 5th in the TSL Gallery, Everything's Personal by Myron Polenberg. Saturday, September 20th at 3 p.m. and 6 p.m., TSL presents What Next? A Musman Bruce production. Sunday, September 21st at 4 p.m., a screening of Checkpoint Zoo with Q&A with director Josh Zeman and special guests. Also screening this week at Time and Space, Rabbit Trap, Riefenstahl, The Little Foxes, Lurker, Rebecca, Death and Taxes. Tickets and info at timeandspace.org. At the Samuel Dorsky Museum at SUNY New Paltz, running through November 2nd in the Chandler and North Galleries, The Arrested Image, Identity Through the Lens of Law Enforcement. Ongoing in the Corridor Gallery and the Sarah Bedrick Gallery, a living collection curated by Katie Hood Morgan with community members and museum staff. Ongoing in the Seminar Gallery, Space to Create, curated by the Dorsky Museum. For more information, visit newpaltz.edu/museum. At the Francis Lehman Loeb Art Center at Vassar College in Poughkeepsie, New York, on view through September 28th in Pieces, Fragmentation, and the Body. On view through January 25th for Maria, Rose B. Simpson, and Pueblo Pottery. On display through February 1st, Chronostasia, Select Acquisitions 2020 through 2025. On display through January 25th for Maria, Rose B. Simpson, and Pueblo Pottery. Vassar.edu/theLoeb. And that's a look at our arts and culture calendar on 98.1 KZE.
Hi, this is Danica,
Peter,
and Linda
from Walk Hill View Farm Market in New Paltz.
You're listening to
98.1 KZE.
La, 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 la. So phony. Dawn is breaking everywhere. Light the candle, curse the cliff. And draw the curtains, I don't care. Cause it's alright. I will get by. I know I will get by. I I get the gist of it, but it's alright. Sorry that you feel that way. The only thing there is to say, every silver lining's got the touch of grace.
been 13 years. It's even worse than it appears, but it's alright. God was given kerosene. Kids can't read at 17. The words he knows are all obscene. It's alright. Much to it, a whistle through your teeth and spit, cause it's alright. Oh, well, a touch of gray kind of suits you anyway. That was all I had to say, and it's alright. We will get by.
Get by. We will get by. Ain't that the truth? Touch of Gray. Studio performance by the Mighty Diamonds. That was for my Aunt Linda. I put it in tonight's show and forgot to text her and tell her I was playing it for her, so I don't know if she tuned in. I just texted her in the middle of that song. Hi, Aunt Linda and Uncle Joe. That was a song written by Garcia Hunter. Touch of Gray was released in 1987. As a single and featured on their album In the Dark. Touch of Grey is the Grateful Dead's only top 10 hit on the Billboard Hot 100 chart, peaking at number 9. It also reached number 1 on the mainstream rock tracks chart. On the mainstream rock tracks chart. Yeah. The song was first performed live in 1982. Friends, that was 5 years before it came out. How cool is that? They play around with the song. They get comfortable with the song. You know, they evolve. They ebb and flow with things. Awesome. Love it. It's no wonder I'm a deadhead. The Mighty Diamonds covered Touch of Grey on the album Fire on the Mountain. Reggae celebrates the Grateful Dead. That was released in 1996. The Mighty Diamonds were a Jamaican harmony trio recording roots reggae with a strong Rastafarian influence. You know, that song is so great. It got me up another 400 steps. I don't even know how that's possible, but I'm at 12,400 steps, and I like it because I also like ice cream, so hence the steps. Anyway, friends, I'm so glad to be here with you. Thanks for tuning in. Let's get back to the music.
Inside you're burning, I can see it clear through. Like the
around midnight. You shoot me a look and say, let's go. Yes, and it feels just like running a red light. Then how would I know? How would I know? How would I know? This will love, then how would I know? Feel like a stranger. Feel like a stranger. Feel like a stranger.
My name is Gary. I'm from Palinville. I listen to the station quite a lot. You are listening to 98.1 KZE.
Yeah, you are. 98.1 KZE. So cool they gave me the chance to do this radio show every Monday night. I do love it. Longtime Deadhead and just lover of the Grateful Dead. Love playing the Grateful Dead with Brown Eyed Women, with the Deadbeats, with my band Misty Mountain Ramblers, who... Even though we got together and said, we're all in Dead bands, let's try something different. We still play a lot of Grateful Dead. Because, you know, if you can, you should. That was Feel Like a Stranger. Wow. That was a studio recording by the Latin Dead. A song written by Weir and Barlow. Grateful Dead released Feel Like a Stranger live at the Meadowlands October 16th, 1989. That was awesome that... Well, anything on October 16th, right, Mom? Mom's listening. That's my parents' wedding anniversary. But it's also Bob Weir's birthday. And it's also Mary, Miss Mary Massara Mamala, her birthday, who I'll see her when I go down and play in Florida with Brown Eyed Women at the end of the year. Good times all around. This, the Latin Dead, wow. The unique band leads listeners down a genre-bending road of music and culture, drawing equally from Grateful Dead, jazz, and Afro-Latino traditions. That was Andy Vargas on lead vocals. He's the singer from Santana. I saw them play with John Kay at the Skull and Roses Festival. Wow, I was blown away to see how they did that. A couple other songs that just blew my mind. I guess we'll have to play some of those on an upcoming show. I gave my shout out to my mom, but I'll never do it enough. Hey, Mom, she says, yes, I'm still up, and I didn't even know. I was looking down. I looked down, and my foot was tapping. See what the Grateful does? Grateful Dead does to you. The Grateful does? Yeah, well, it does. All right, friends, 98.1 KZE. More music. Let's do it.
Thank you.
Wow. You know, something about that song always gets me going. Oop, let me... Not as much as I thought, but I didn't get as many steps as I thought. I mean, but man, I just love that. The greatest story ever told. That was performed by Bob Weir and Wolf Brothers, who we know, Jay Lane. Yay, Jay Lane. And Don Was. Hello, Don. And they're joined by, you know, a killer horn section, a cavalcade of fantastic musicians featuring Tyler Childers. On that one, singing the lead vocals. Wow. That was a performance April 3rd, 2022 at Radio City Music Hall in good old New York City. That was a song written by Bob Weir and Robert Hunter, originally released on Bob Weir's 1972 solo album Ace. Robert Hunter wrote the lyrics initially, titled them Moses, but Bob... You know, he altered that, including the iconic shift from Moses come riding up on a guitar to Moses come riding up on a quasar. The song's genesis was a recording of a pump, a water pump, at Mickey Hart's ranch. It was actually called the pump song for some time. In fact, whenever the Deadbeats play that song, we call it the pump song. This was from a round of shows that I said celebrating the 50th anniversary of Bob Weir's solo album, Ace, with a long list of players. But, you know, Tyler Childers, born June 21st, 91, is an American country singer-songwriter. He killed that. He just really just slayed that one. I love all the additions to anything that you can do to that album, but celebrating it like that, playing it in its entirety. And, you know, it's not exactly someone outside the Dead covering the Dead, but, you know, it's okay because there was only one member in that version that we heard there. That was Bobby Weir, who was in the original Grateful Dead. But it counts. It's a cover, and I liked it. All right, friends, let's hang in there. You know what? Let me just tell you about Lark Hall. Lark Hall has been carefully restored and equipped with state-of-the-art sound, lighting, and projection systems to host music, comedy, and theatrical acts, along with private, social, and corporate events, fundraisers, weddings, and community events. Upcoming highlights include every Wednesday Swing and Blues Dance Night, featuring live music from a rotating cast of the region's finest jazz ensembles. Improvement Movement with William Wilde opened on September 11th, and the Deadbeats are going to play there November 1st, and Brown Eyed Women is going to play there October 24th. How cool is that? I'm thankful to have Jennifer as my sponsor. Thank you, Lark Hall, for doing so many great things for the community. All right, let's get back to some music. 98.1 KZE, this is Covered in Dead.
Hi, this is Ginger from A New Leaf Used Bookstore in Pine Plains, New York. You're listening to 98.1 KZE.
Nothing, but I know
All right. Playing in the band. Woohoo! That was performed by the Cordovas. Wow. A song written by Robert Hunter, Bob Weir, and Mickey Hart. Originally released on the 1971 album Grateful Dead, Live Dead. And a more polished version appeared on Bob Weir's Ace album, another one from that Ace album. Playing in the Band originates from a hypnotic 10-beat musical jam known as the Main 10, which the Grateful Dead developed in 1968. Whew, it was an experimental time signature exploration. I got to tell you, it's a lot of fun to play that song. Sometimes you take that jam, I take that jam, and I keep it in 10. Because I want to know that I can do it, you know? I push myself a little bit. Sometimes. I'm like, 8, 9, 10. Wait, what? And then most times I got it. But, you know, other times it's just best to let the music take you, you know? That version was the Cordovas, and they're an American rock band from Nashville, Tennessee, currently on tour. Check out their website for information about them. Cordova's Band. Oh, no, Cordova Band. .com. Cordova, C-O-R-D-O-V, like Victor, A, band.com. All right, we got one more song. I'm going to close out the show with one that's slightly unique. So let's go for it. 98.1 KZE, this is Covered in Dead. Thanks again for tuning in.
I'm going to try something new on you. What's that? Something you might recognize from albums of a while back. Not an original tune, but if I can remember it. For some reason, I felt like doing it tonight. Woo! I ran down from Reno, I was trailed by 12. Didn't get to bed last night till the morning came around. Said I'll run, but take my time, a friend of the devil is a friend of mine. If I die before daylight, I just might get some sleep tonight. Ran into the devil and he gave me 20 bells. I spent the night in Reno when I slipped up in hell. I said I'll run, but take my time, a friend of the devil is a friend of mine. If I die before daylight, I just might get some sleep tonight. Got two reasons why I cry, way too long tonight. First one is sweet Anne Marina, and she's my heart's delight. The second one is prison, baby, the sheriff's on my trail. And if it catches up with me, I'll spend my life in jail. Got a wife in Chino, baby, one in Tennessee. The first one says she's got my child, but it don't look like me. Said I'll run, but take my time, a friend of the devil is a friend of mine. If I die before daylight, I just might get some sleep tonight. Ran down to the levee, but the devil caught me there. He took my $20 bill and he vanished in the air. Said I'll run, but take my time, a friend of the devil is a friend of mine. If I die before daylight, I just might get some sleep tonight. Sit around, but I take my time. Friend of the devil is a friend of mine. Said I'll run to take my time. A friend of the devil is a friend of mine. If I die before daylight, I just might get some sleep tonight. That's a great song.
A It sure is a great song. Well, all right. Friend of the Devil. That was performed by Loggins and Messina back there June 30th, 1972. Love it. That was a Garcia Hunter song. This show, that June 30th, 1972 show, that Loggins and Messina show, was being recorded by sound engineer Betty Cantor. So she sent it or brought it to Jerry Garcia. And he was so impressed by this version that it inspired him to adopt a slower, more ballad-like arrangement for the Grateful Dead. And, you know, that's pretty cool. He got an idea from someone covering a song and then did it that way. Way cool. When the Grateful Dead played Friend of the Devil 312 times, approximately. From their first performance in March of 1970 to their last performance in July of 1995. Loggins and Messina were an American pop rock duo consisting of Kenny Loggins and Jim Messina. Became one of the most successful acts of the early 70s, known for their blend of country, rock, pop, and they sold over 16 million records during their original run. Oof, they produced several hits. I love it. And, you know, he's got a modified version of the lyrics there, and that's okay. Because, you know, I bet you he brought that song to a lot of folks that might not have known that song. And, you know, it's pretty cool when you can do that. I got to say, in all my years of playing Grateful Dead, I love playing it for people who don't know the Grateful Dead. Because, you know, especially, I mean, sometimes it's weddings or parties and you got, you know, the bride's family and they don't, you know, Uncle Bob wants to hear Loggins and Messina, you know, which is great for Uncle Bob. Thank you, Uncle Bob. But, you know, sometimes we can wiggle our way in there with something that maybe Grandpa or Uncle Bob might recognize, like some Motown or, you know, some Bob Dylan or something like that. You know, the Grateful Dead had a plethora of covers, as we know, and what this show is exactly based on. How cool is that? It's you know, a delight to be here. I love KZE. I love the family here that we have. And given the opportunity to play songs by the Grateful Dead is a darn good thing. So, yeah, that whole first hour is Grateful Dead. And then the second hour is all covers, like we just heard. Many more where that came from, friends. We have a nice night in store. Evenings with Brian is up ahead. All the shows here at KZE is great. Don't forget, you can listen anytime to any one of my shows or anytime at all. WKZE.com. That's all brought to you by Ulster Savings Bank. Thank you, Ulster Savings Bank. And, you know, if you're tuning in now and you might want to tune in another time or hear something that I've done before, you can go to 98.1. No, you can go to WKZE.com. That's where you go. And then you click on, at the top, you click on music. And then you click on archives. And then you scroll down to the section that's covered in dead. I believe this is show 19. I think it's 18. It's been a good time here. Started this show not too long ago, and it's a pleasure to do it. Thank you all for tuning in. I'll be back next Monday. 98.1 KZE is a great station, and I'm very much a supporter and proud to be a part of the family. All right, friends, keep it real. Be kind to each other. And keep that love alive, one smile at a time. Covered in Dead, 98.1 KZE. We'll see you all next time.
Proudly broadcasting from the WKZE studios on the corner of North Broadway and Cherry Street in the beautiful village of Red Hook, New York. This is your favorite independent radio station, programmed for your community, by your community.
Celebrating musical diversity.
For the Hudson Valley, the Berkshires, and the Litchfield Hills.
We are 98.1 WKZE-FM Salisbury.
105.9 W290 BZ-FM Red Hook, and streaming worldwide at WKZE.com. 98.1 KZE, independent music for the independent mind.